I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. One of the things the church does well, I believe, is sing. Many celebrities today who are popular and accomplished singers and musicians started in the church. Anyone who attends a worship service can come and lift their voice as they are led and instructed. They don't have to be trained, accomplished, skilled, or the best talented singer. They just have to sing. We often quote Psalm 100, verse 1, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands," as our biblical proof text that it is okay to sing regardless if we are on pitch or not. Why? Because the Lord instructs us to. Read throughout Scripture, Old and New Testament, and you will find that God's people, as they enter into worship and even sometimes into battles, are instructed to sing. Judges 5:3 says, "Hear this, you kings, listen, you rulers, I will sing to the Lord. I will praise the Lord, the God of Israel, in song." 1 Chronicles 16:23, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim his salvation day after day." Psalm 96, verses 1 through 3, "Sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth, sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples." Ephesians 5:18 through 20. "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." These are just a few examples of the importance and priority of singing, especially if you are a follower of Christ. We are to sing songs of praise and adoration to God. Why? Because of who he is, because of what he has done, and because of what he will do. When Jesus returns again, and he is coming again, when the church gathers around the throne of God, there will be a heavenly choir made up of all people from everywhere who will join in singing with all the heavenly host, giving praise and honor and adoration to God. Listen to Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 through 10. "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" Can you imagine being among that heavenly throng and singing to the Lord, giving thanks, giving praise for the salvation that was given to all who believe in him? What makes Christianity different from any other religion is Christians sing and worship a living God. We do not worship a false god, an idol made of hands. We worship the true and living risen Lord, Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, and Coming King, who is Jesus Christ. We as a church sing. We as followers of Jesus sing because his word instructs us, because of who he is, because he is worthy. What is on your heart today? Is there a song, a melody that resonates in your soul and you want to hum it, sing it? Then by all means, do just that. Sing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let praises and thanks and adoration be expressed from your voice, in your car, in your shower, as you walk, as you work, as you gather to worship in community. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Sing to him today your new song of praise. All of creation and all of heaven will rejoice. Let us sing. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.